James Harden, Carmelo Anthony getting their chemistry together in, ooh, Black Ops Basketball.
And NFL ratings are down, but NBA ratings are up. We take a look at why.
And a new comedy being developed based on Ben Simmons' life. Is that the best comedy we can come up with in the NBA? We'll figure it out right now on the Locked On NBA podcast.
You are Locked On the NBA, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Wednesday is here. Locked On NBA rolls on through September. We're here for you, your regular Wednesday host, Jake Madison, John Corrales. I'm John Corrales. You can find my work at Boston.com, RedsArmy.com, and you can find me on Twitter, RedsArmy_John.
And I'm Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. You can find me on Twitter at NolaJake, and also find me over at LockedOnPelicans.com.
I suppose I should plug the Locked On Celtics podcast, right?
Since it's probably a good idea.
Since we're plugging stuff. all right. Camps around the corner. We're almost there, Jake.
We are so close.
Right on the cusp. Guys, I've seen guys in Boston that are working out, and they're in Boston's brand new gorgeous practice facility. These guys, they're all starting to trickle in or find themselves wherever they are. They're getting together, and there's a little bit more video peeking out there about workouts and guys playing together. Black Ops Basketball is a thing. I don't know why it's called Black Ops Basketball, but there are a lot of guys flocking to this luxury gym in New York City. It's called the Lifetime Athletic, and it's this fancy place. And this fancy place apparently hosted James Harden. It hosted the videos posted on Instagram a few hours ago. Carmelo Anthony, Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, Kelly Oubre, Enes Kanter, Serge Ibaka. In the past, we've had LeBron James, Ben Simmons, Kevin Durant. The list rolls on and on and on. The elite of the elite. And a lot of these guys, like Russell Westbrook, may have been here for Fashion Week. That was recently in New York City. And the NBA, and I know a lot of these guys are tied to Fashion Week. But this is just apparently, Jake, a thing that everybody comes to this one place now, and it makes for some great Instagram pictures, I tell you that. And now, for Houston fans, you get to see Harden and Carmelo working a few things out together on a basketball court.
Yeah, you know, so when you told me this is the first I've heard of it, really, I thought this was like a marketing tie-in to maybe the new Black Ops Call of Duty game that's coming out, because I think Harden kind of like leaked it wearing a hat or something last season. And then I go to their Instagram page, and it's got 70,000 people following it, and it's just filled with NBA player after NBA player, including LeBron James and others on there. So this is a real thing, and this is probably a really good thing. I think for the Houston Rockets, I think a lot of us are really maybe expecting them to take a step back by adding Carmelo Anthony in, trying to figure out that chemistry between him, Harden, Chris Paul, guys who sometimes really need to have the ball in their hands. So getting them out, working together, and getting a jump start on things when teams that usually add a guy like that kind of struggle a little bit. OKC struggled last year. You can go back further to the Heat, adding all those guys, ball-dominant guys together, got off to a kind of rough start. And this maybe kind of eases some of the growing pains with that team.
Yeah, anytime you can get these guys together, It's great. Anytime you can get two teammates, especially two new teammates together like that, you can work out the, you know, even if it's a pick and roll, like, yeah, I like the pick set this way. When I do this, you do that type of thing. That's always great. And I think nowadays there's an expectation that these guys will get together on their own, especially with the money that they make. They can find themselves in the same cities very often. So there is an expectation for them to work these things out. Whereas in the past, back in my day, where these guys would show up for training camp and they'd be like, oh, okay, hi, how you doing? I'm Carmelo. It's like, hey, okay. But that just goes to show, like, these guys not only can find each other, but a lot of guys can find each other in the same place at the same time. It's a level of, I guess, camaraderie, familiarity that it's not something players in the past have been used to. I'm sure Charles Barkley would look at this and be like, what the hell are these guys doing? And Larry Bird
won't
do this.
They're all friends at this point, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this comes down to. That's why when you see a guy like Kevin Durant jump from OKC to the Warriors, like, how could he do that? Because he's friends with all of those guys.
Right, right.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, these guys, they're all buddies. Look, there's so much money. This is a byproduct of the money. There's so much money involved. They can do whatever they want. And the agents, they share these agents, and they can find themselves in the same place at the same time. They've got sneaker deals. A bunch of these Nike guys are getting together. So it's very common nowadays. Maybe uncomfortably common for somebody like me watching Kyrie Irving work out with Kevin Durant and knowing how close they are all the time. It's like, hey, that's great that you guys are working out together and that you continuously get tied to the New York Knicks and you're both potential free agents this summer. Why don't you come back to Boston, Kyrie, and just work out there for the rest of the month?
Take some business classes.
Yeah, which he's doing at Harvard, which is nice. That'd be a cool thing. I can't wait. I want to learn more about that because him and I forget who's there. I know Zaza Pachulia is there. And a couple other NBA guys, some NFL guys, and it's a nice little crossover business thing that they're doing. But that's something for another time. So this is interesting. It's called Black Ops. Apparently 70,000 people heard about it before we did. I only heard about it tonight. I saw, some people tweeting about it. I saw Howard Beck, saying basically, once upon a time when five guys got together to run in the summer, it was called Five Guys Getting Together to Run in the Summer. But Black Ops basketball is a thing, and a lot of these guys are getting together, and it's fun. Also fun, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, is what Rick Carlisle says after just watching Luka Doncic play for a couple of days. Apparently these guys were all together, and Carlisle got to take a look at how these guys are mesh. And he says, quote, and this is in the Dallas News, dallasnews.com, off of what I've seen over the last 2 days, anybody who doesn't jump on season tickets now is going to sorely regret it later. That's all I'll say. So a little out of character for Carlisle to be, I guess that qualifies for gushing for him.
Oh, that's like effusive praise from him, I think, right? He doesn't do that. You didn't hear anything about this with Dennis Smith Jr. last year, and he had a really good rookie year for them. And so this is interesting. He's really excited. I don't know if this is maybe just to kind of generate some excitement. Dallas had a bit of a rough end of last year, you could call it, with some things getting brought up about them and all that. Maybe this is kind of a way to kind of build goodwill and some enthusiasm. So maybe this is an edict from up high. But again, this is out of character for Carlisle. So, this kind of makes me have really high hopes because this was a guy who thought – most people thought he should be the number one overall pick. They had the draft day trade, and now this trade with Atlanta is going to be a whole lot more interesting. And I think you and I were talking about this before the podcast, that that's maybe one of the biggest stories we're kind of watching this next season.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that was when we did the Locked On Network mock podcast, Luka was the guy. And so, okay.
That wasn't even a question.
Yeah. And it seemed like he was unquestionably the guy. I understand why Ayton went first. Bagley, I get. So Doncic third. Okay. Sure. But in a trade for Trae Young, and I know everybody got on Trae Young for having a tough start to his summer league, shooting. We'll see. This is way too early, but I will say that there is something to what J.J. Barea said in that same article where he's talking about the difference between college and pro players. He said, quote, you can tell it in one pickup game, the difference between a college player and a player who's had pro experience in college. Coaches just say, play hard. Over in Europe, you've got to know how to play. So that is, I think, a little bit of insight into why they seem to be a little bit excited about Doncic and why people in general were, because he seemed to have a very firm grasp of the game at a different level. He's 19, but for 4 years, he's played professionally. He's got an MVP over there. So it's different for him. And who knows if it's going to translate. We've seen good players come from Europe and not translate the same way. But they seem very excited. And I think it's legitimate. I don't think that, you know, I don't know that Carlisle is just going to go out there and just pump somebody up because Cuban said so.
He probably wouldn't. So I think you've got to be excited about this if you're a Mavericks fan. By the way, if we're talking about Dallas coaches, have you seen Don Nelson and what he looks like right now?
Yes. Yes, he looks awesome. He went from kind of like old grandpa to cool grandpa very quickly. It's dope.
The slick back hair, the beard. He's got like a meteorite necklace. This is what we should all aspire to in the future.
Yeah, he's like growing his own weed in Hawaii. And he's just, that's it. And it's,
is that actually what he's doing?
Yeah, seriously. He's got like,
oh, I know that. That's good for him.
I forget the story, but somebody introduced, I think Willie Nelson, literally, this is not, I'm not even making this up. Like Willie Nelson introduced him to smoking weed. And then he got his medical marijuana card, which allows him to grow plants. He's got his own strain called Nelly Kush, and he's growing his own. He can grow 10 pot plants in Hawaii. And he looks like a guy who would be growing pot in Hawaii now, which I'm all for it.
Good for him. This dude's just living the life. I mean, that is like, I'm just laughing because that's just so ridiculous. And this is why the NBA is awesome.
It's awesome. It is. That's what they call living his best life. You can live your best life as a fantasy football player when we give you not one, but two fantasy football podcasts on the Locked On Network. You can go to Locked On Fantasy 24/7. That gives you all the latest news, waiver suggestions, injury news, all of that. The regular Locked On Fantasy Football is now Locked On Fantasy Football Experts with amazing guests. Every Monday, Tom Kucinich. Every Tuesday, Eric Edholm. Wednesday, Jeff Ratliff and Tyler Lochner. This is not one-stop shopping, two-stop shopping. The NFL so popular and fantasy football so popular that you get two fantasy football podcasts, so subscribe to those wherever you get your podcasts. The question now, Jake, is the NFL going to stay that popular? Because Sporting News has a piece out today, and the headline basically says it all, says, hearing footsteps, how the NBA is up and the NFL is down. And the, in a nutshell, it says that the NFL has lost 18% of its TV audience over the past couple years. Their NFL rating down 10% last year. NBA TV numbers up 8%. So NBA trending up, NFL trending down. NFL still dominates the marketplace when in a Gallup poll, a recent Gallup poll in January, 37% of fans said football was their favorite sport, 11% basketball, so football still dominates. But NFL trending down, NBA trending up.
Yeah, so there's a lot to take away with this, and we can go on and on about this. But before we do that, look at you being such a pro with the transition into the fantasy football podcast, Living Your Best Life, and then how it's so popular. And then the outro with that coming back into this segment, you are doing quite the job there. So, but anyway, besides that, there's a lot going on with this. You can bring up the protests, and I know people want to kind of dismiss that and say that doesn't really have anything to do with it, but I don't want to do that because I can tell you just personally, at the Alabama LSU football game last year in Tuscaloosa, the guy behind me, once he found out that I do some sports media coverage, even though it's basketball, wanted to spend the rest of the game talking to me about how he's sticking it to the NFL by not watching games anymore and not buying merchandise or anything like that. So there's some of that there. But I think the bigger thing is maybe kind of just the product out there. The NFL hasn't been great recently. If you look at it, there were a number of weird roughing the passer calls, things like that, that just bogged down the game and make it kind of slow, all the reviews and everything like that. You know, ultimately, this is as good as the product you're putting out there, and the NFL just hasn't been great in my personal opinion. And that's a guy who was a huge NFL fan, still is a big NFL fan. It just kind of drags on and on and on, whereas you've got a basketball game that's quick. It's a lot of fun. There's fewer breaks. It just flows a little bit better. It doesn't take a whole day to kind of build things around. I ultimately think that's kind of maybe the biggest part of it. But there's a number of things, and I know you and I will get into this in a moment here, but think about social media too. The way the NBA has embraced that. They want you to share GIFs, however you want to pronounce it on Twitter, of dunks, of things that happen, and all of that, whereas you should get like a cease and desist letter from the NFL for doing that. The NBA gives you those clips and makes it easy for you to get those and embed in Twitter, and they've embraced that side of things, whereas the NFL really hasn't. And I think that's kind of the big a big part of it too, is just younger audiences want social media. How many people of you that are listeners watch an NBA game with your phone wide open, refreshing Twitter to see what's going on constantly? I do it even at games and at home. And if you can't really do that with the NFL. So I think that's a big part of it. And not embracing that side as early as maybe they should have definitely heard of.
Yeah, I think the protect the shield mentality has gone so far overboard that it really hurt the league. To your point, social media. They put everything under the NFL.com umbrella. Okay, yeah, I want to know if, you know, I'm a Patriots fan and I want to know Tom Brady hit Gronk for a touchdown pass. I got to go to NFL.com to go check it out. Okay, fine. But I know that when I'm watching a game, if I see something there, it could be easily memed or anything like that. It just enhance my viewing experience. I'm more likely to watch it and have my Twitter open and just be it just makes you more engaged. So to your point, I think that's a huge, huge reason. And also, look, I've been turned off by their handling of domestic violence. I've been very turned off by their handling of CTE and concussions. I feel like they are way behind, and they're still denying a lot of the science that's out there about that stuff. And you're not able – forget about what's a catch and what's not a catch and a lot of that stuff that slowed down the game and turned a lot of people off from that way. The NBA and basketball have an advantage over the NFL because – it's very easy to do what I did as a kid. You find a milk carton, cut out the bottom of it, nail it to a telephone pole, and there's your basket. And you can go shoot and play in the street. And the only injury you really had to worry about was getting hit by a car. So just don't do that. NFL, football, there are rules now. There are studies that show you shouldn't play football under 12. And there are schools out there, school districts, that can't field enough players to play 12 on 12, and they're considering going to 8 versus 8 football. And so I think that there is part of this trend. The NFL is losing a lot of young players, especially when you go outside of the football hotbed of the South. Those players are playing basketball because it's very easy and cheap to play, and you don't have to worry about getting hurt. Parents aren't too worried about that. So as other sports take over and a generation of players kind of shies away from football, yeah, the NFL has big numbers now, but I can see 20 years from now these things flipping. Now, obviously, I'm a little bit biased because I'm obviously an NBA guy. I host 2 NBA podcasts. But there's no doubt that as popular as football is now, there's a lot of things. There's a lot that's got people turned off from the sport. And basketball is so easy to get into and enjoy. And to me, even though the Warriors are dominating and everything, this sport is very exciting to watch. I love watching this brand of basketball.
Yeah. So I think you said with the CTE is a big thing for me because, you know, remember how we used to kind of promote big hits and things like that. And those were always fun and awesome. And now you see that happen and I feel so uncomfortable and I'm just immediately worried for the guy that got crushed, and you don't kind of celebrate those moments. And that kind of made the NFL and football in general lose something from that. All of a sudden, one part of the game is no longer something you really kind of are excited about. So I think that's a big thing just for me personally. And I'm with you that you might have a smaller player base going forward, whereas the NBA's is only expanding. Look at how global the NBA is becoming compared to the NFL. Yeah. In other countries, it's not a question of which one's bigger. It's the NBA, and it's not even close. And I think that's only going to continue to grow, and you see the NBA kind of expanding, and you're not seeing the NFL do the same thing. The other thing that I think has been a big factor, and this is a more recent thing with the NFL, is that their news cycle is just rough and long, and they take forever to kind of resolve things. I'm a Colts fan. I was so sick of Deflategate after like month number 2 of that, and that stretched on for basically over a year.
You were sick of it.
By the time the season, yeah, I know. This was against my team, your transgressions and everything. But like, by the time the season rolled around, I was just turned off and already burnt out on the NFL, and the season hadn't even started and they hadn't played a meaningful down yet or a snap. that's not what you want. And there's always something like that going on with them now that it just makes you sick of the NFL by the time games start. Now you look at the rise of the NBA offseason. The NBA is starting to turn it into a year-long thing like the NFL is. People only have so much mental bandwidth to be able to devote to this kind of stuff. And well, when one's pissing you off and you're sick of it, the other one's right there waiting for you to embrace you like the NBA is doing.
Yeah. I think there's definitely a trend here that's noticeable, and it's certainly reversible for the NFL. I don't know exactly what it's going to take. I don't think the NBA is going to slow down anytime soon. There may be some things that turn them off. And look, you never know. One controversy, something could go wrong. Things can turn on a dime. We'll see what happens maybe this summer with the offseason. The money thing is really where things could start to go wrong for the NBA. But we'll see if eventually things level out and super teams kind of subside and there's a little bit more parity and competitiveness. And I think once that happens a little bit more, you get a little bit more of the casual fan base. So I still think it's going to trend upward. We'll see. And NFL, still a juggernaut. They're giving back some of their market share. And you're making this point earlier before we were recording that some of this could simply be the NFL giving back a huge lead. It still has a huge lead, but at some point things had to calm down a little bit. So we'll see what the future holds. The future for the Locked On Podcast Network holds college podcasts. And when we talk college podcasts, we're talking about the full everything from your college. So if you are a Michigan alum, well, Locked On Wolverines is coming this week. They'll be talking Wolverines football, eventually Wolverines basketball. They're covering the whole thing. Also coming this week, Locked On Buckeyes, Locked On Seminoles. We already have Locked On Ducks, Nittany Lions, Bears, Crimson Tide, Wildcats, Razorback, Volunteers, Cougars. Find your favorite college show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Jake, there's a new comedy sitcom being produced. It's going to be on NBC. It's called Brotherly Love. And why are we bringing it up? Because it's based on the life of Ben Simmons, and it's being produced by LeBron James and his Spring Hill Entertainment. This, according to Deadline.com. And, you know, look, it's an interesting story of Ben Simmons' life. He was from Australia. He was born in Australia to his mom's Australian. His father was a professional basketball player. So he is from a multi-ethnic family. He's got kind of a bigger extended family. So you've got two kids that Simmons' parents had, himself and his sister, four other half siblings. And so it's a big multi-ethnic family. It's going to be a single camera thing. And, you know, who knows? Who knows how this is going to be? I can't wait for the episode where they convince Ben Simmons to shoot with the wrong hand. That's going to be hilarious.
Or somehow get him to LSU where he just stays in his dorm room, plays video games, and plays basketball, and that's it because he just wants to go straight to the NBA and he had to wait a year.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun episode as well.
Or the touching episode where he is so afraid to shoot a three, but they get together and have an intervention to finally, by the end of the episode, get him to finally shoot a three-pointer. It's going to be touching.
I mean, We got to come up with our own NBA shows now, basically, because we're just writing this one, and we may as well give some other people free ideas.
Since
we're going about it. So I've got one.
I
came up with this as we've been doing this podcast. The name of my new show, by the way, is called Black Ops Basketball. we're going for, I don't know, maybe kind of like an A-team-ish vibe here. And the leader of Black Ops Basketball is going to be none other than Don Nelson, as currently looks. And he's just going to send a ragtag bunch of NBA players out on missions that only they can stop.
So are we now casting an A-team-like group of NBA players for this?
We can.
I
think this is a great idea.
I love Don Nelson in the Hannibal role. So we need
100%.
We need like the handsome guy, the tough guy, and the crazy guy. And who else is there?
All right, so what, Face? I don't know, like the A-team's just like a little bit before my time, but Face was the handsome guy, right?
Yeah. Of course they call him Face. Yeah,
no, I mean, I put the two and two together here. So I'm casting Kevin Love in that role because then you can kind of just have a running joke throughout the entire series that whenever anything goes wrong, even if it's not his reason, they just blame it on Kevin Love, like has been the case in his NBA career.
Okay. All right.
Layers deep here.
Okay, sure. Who would be the tough guy? I mean, I'm going outside of the league, too. I like David West. As like the tough guy.
Oh, that's really good, actually. Yeah, that's fine. He just retired. He's like an NBA player. He's kind of got the like grizzled veteran aspect to him as well.
And then.
So we need a crazy guy. Is that the other one?
I guess I don't want to be like insensitive, but like, you know, we need a guy who's like, you know, crazy like a fox.
Like a wildcat or wild card.
Wild card. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So is that,
can we like meta world peace? Is he still like,
I was going to say.
Eligible?
He's the name that kind of comes to mind with that. So is this like the kind of like crazy wild, like demolitions expert kind of guy that just wants to like blow things up?
Yeah. Draymond Green might actually be the guy.
He might be a good one there too. I feel like you almost.
Draymond Green saving the day by repeatedly kicking the bad guy in the nuts.
Oh man. He kicks someone in the nuts every episode.
Every episode. He's just a guy that gets kicked in the nuts.
Oh, there you go. See, there's going to be someone. You know it's coming. You just don't know who it's going to be. Occasionally, it's one of his own teammates. It's like Kenny Dine in South Park, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. My choice was a little bit different. I think it's simple. I'm going with a reboot of The Odd Couple starring John Wall and Martian Gortat.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. So are they living in D.C. in like a two-bedroom apartment?
I assume so. It's like a whole lot of like putting the line down the middle of the, down the middle of the apartment. It's like what's on your side stays on your side and whatever.
Oh, man. Like, yeah,
mostly the basketball would stay on John Wall's side is basically what would happen. Like his side would be nothing but basketballs. And you cut to Gortat going, huh? Where's my basketball? And whatever.
Oh, that was pretty good too. Now what else can we throw into? We gotta create a new channel that's just basketball, a streaming network, because that's what everyone's doing.
Or we could do like a Wizards cooking show called Everybody Eats. Sorry, I don't know why I'm bagging the Wizards so much.
There's a lot of Wizards jokes.
How about Kyrie Irving doing a science show?
No, we don't want that. I don't think that's what we want at all. Although maybe that will open their other people's minds, like he's just trying to do with everything. I keep forgetting also Dwight Howard's on the Wizards. So like, there's definitely Dwight Howard like the third friend for the potential Odd Couple show.
Every episode of your show would have Draymond kicking somebody in the nuts. Every episode of this would have Dwight Howard showing up and making a fart noise. Like that's just. You know, the fart keychain or something like that. Yeah. Eating like a fishbowl full of Skittles and making fart noises.
Yeah, I like this idea. So say we've got, is it a half hour show or a full hour show? I guess that's the next question.
I don't know that this should be a 5 minute show, but you know, hey, whatever. My best guesses. That's my guess.
No, that was pretty good.
You know.
Like, I definitely think Black Ops Basketball had like minimum an hour.
I would watch Black Ops Basketball if it was an A-team type of, you know, absolutely. Totally.
So, on this topic, and I haven't touched on for this at all.
Continuing this topic? Okay, sure.
A couple of years ago, I do some screenwriting. I've done some comic book writing on the side and things like that too. And I came up with an idea for an NBA comic book that I wanted to call Stern Justice. That was going to be based around David Stern kind of ruling the league with a literal iron fist. Or maybe two iron hands. I forget. I literally have like the first issue of this written.
Like a Lex Luthor type villain?
Yeah, kind of like a combination of like Lex Luthor and Doctor Doom. Like he definitely was going to be like wearing a cloak with like and everything that like progressively makes him look more like the Empire or Emperor from Star Wars maybe.
Sure.
Throughout this as he keeps going down this path, and then every issue was going to kind of be based around a scandal in NBA history. So you've got like the Jordan gambling scandal. You've got the frozen envelope with the Knicks scandal, and that was going to be like an issue of like him doing his thing to kind of like pull the strings on the league. And yeah, it was called Stern Justice was going to be the title. And then I looked up copyright laws and all of that stuff, and I got very, very scared.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. And I'm not just saying that to wrap up the show.
It's definitely probably where we should end it, though.
I think that's a good spot. reminder, you can find us everywhere you get your podcast. Subscribe to the daily Locked On NBA podcast. We're your Wednesday hosts. I'm John Corrales, co-host of the Locked On Celtics podcast. I am also writing for Boston.com, RedsArmy.com, and I am on Twitter, RedsArmy_John.
And I'm Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. You can find me on Twitter at NolaJake. Also, please tweet us your ideas for NBA TV shows because I would love to hear these.
That would be fantastic. It's a great idea. Do that. Subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. Give us a good review. Listen, share, and spread the word. Tell all your friends to listen to the Locked On NBA podcast. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network.